Libraries in Modern Times. Private Libraries. The first modern libraries were private libraries owned by colleges or universities. The books in these libraries were usually donated by rich individuals and were lent out to students. However, they were not catalogued, organised, and they were certainly not available to the general public. Fact Box. In 1638, Reverend John Harvard donated 400 books from his personal library to a newly opened college in Massachusetts, USA. By way of showing their appreciation, the founders named the college after him. Harvard University is now the most famous university in America. Public libraries. In the 18th century, the great inventor and politician Benjamin Franklin founded the first social library as part of a library company. The books were only available to members who had to pay a high fee to join. This meant that only the rich could use the libraries. However, like modern libraries, they were based on the idea of sharing books. Other libraries that rented out books to the general public soon followed. They even rented out a new type of book that was becoming very popular at that time, the novel. Eventually, towards the end of the 19th century, libraries that were funded by taxes were opened. These libraries lent out books for free. These were the first truly public lending libraries, and they grew rapidly both in number and in popularity. Fact Box. One of the earliest popular novels was written by Daniel Defoe in 1719. It was called Robinson Crusoe. It is still read today. Fact Box. Melville Dewey, 1851 to 1931, invented the system for organizing and classifying books that libraries use nowadays. It is called the Dewey Decimal Classification System. Carnegie's Public Libraries. There are more than 650 Carnegie libraries in Great Britain and Ireland. There are hundreds more in the USA, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. These libraries were built with money donated by a Scottish-American businessman and philanthropist, a person who donates money for the good of mankind, called Andrew Carnegie, at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries. Books and libraries were very important to Andrew Carnegie throughout his life. Because he grew up in Scotland, he funded his first library in his hometown of Dunfermline in 1883. Over the entrance is a carved sun engraved with the words, "Let there be light." Andrew Carnegie did a great service to society. Thanks to his generosity, the world of literature became accessible to all, whether rich or poor. Perhaps there is a Carnegie library in your town.